KC2 YXM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ida Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m., and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. All right, KC2YX and here. Are there any stations who would like to join us that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile? Any stations, please, who are battery mobile or or mobile, who would like to check in, please call now. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
KD2AIT, Echo Link Repeater. Good evening there, Miss Kathy. KA3TFB, that's Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Bill here in Warrendale on a hot, muggy afternoon evening. And it's muggy and it's hot. Over.
All right, Bill. Net recognizes KA3TFB. Any other stations on Echo Link who would like to join us?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echo Link from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, I think there might be one other station in here.
KA3TFB. Do you copy and ready? Go ahead with your transmission.
I believe you guys stepped on each other. Kevin James was in there, and he said there was another station in Echo Link. KD2AIT.
Okay, I'll let whoever can check in. Okay, Bill, you're up to bat.
Roger, KA3TFB here. It appears that this other station, it's identifiable by me as a repeater. And when I keyed up to this repeater, I got a return flag saying that the call sign was changed, which is something I never got that from the Echo Link. So not sure what's exactly happening here, but it appears that we linked up to another Echo Link repeater in Massachusetts, in Stoneboro, Massachusetts. So maybe someone is out there, or maybe it's just a fluke. Can't say for sure. Hot today. Was hot in the oven. I got baked in the oven today at work. Although I was doing some painting in the air-conditioning room, it was still hot. And I'm going to not hold the repeater back. I've been busy as a Texas Tick. Just came back from an automobile accident up there in a nearby county. And no one perished from that one. But we've had our chance, choices of accidents here, and we're going to give it back. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm going to see if Kevin can join us. Are you out there, Kevin?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. I didn't realize that we were stepping on each other there. I was trying to be courteous to let that other station, which, yeah, Bill said it's an interesting call sign. It was like W1 something something, and it's got a dash R, which does indicate it is a repeater, so I wasn't looking at it right. But, yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to see in with our repeater, so we may be going out on another repeater in Massachusetts, which is kind of interesting. So with that, I will tie the repeater now. I just want to say hello really quick and hang out here. Had an awfully warm day. I picked up a screw in the back right rear tire on my Jeep, so I had to go and get that plugged. That was exciting. So hopefully that's my excitement for the day and the week, and everything will settle down. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, come on, it's lousy luck, Kevin. About the nailing the tire, but hopefully you got it fixed quickly and not too expensive. Very good. Well, we had Jeff check in, so I'm going to do another call-up for regular members, but this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
Good evening, Kathy. KD2AIT.
WA2U.
KC2QQR, good evening, Kathy.
Didn't quite get that. Can you give it a try again?
Kilo Charlie 1, Foxtrot Zulu Oscar. Just checking in and checking out. I'm up in Massachusetts. I'm actually the one who's responsible for connecting you guys up to the Barnstable repeater up here. Because I'm using Echolink through the Barnstable repeater at the moment. So yeah, now you know why you're showing up in Massachusetts. Nice to check in and say hi. Anyway, back to that KC1FZO.
Okay, what is your name?
For you, Kathy, is Sean, Sierra Hotel Alpha Uniform November. And I only got my call sign about has it been a month already? I don't know. I got the exam. I did the exam on field day when I was visiting my mom out in Idaho. So that was fun. A couple of hams out there read the exam to me. Got the tech exam. Got it done. And it's 3 weeks later I got the call sign. So yeah, it's been a couple weeks since I got my call sign. But anyway, nice to check in on the net and say hi. I guess I probably should have used my phone and connected that way. But I was like, well, I just wanted to have the radio on hand right now, so just using the radio to connect to the repeater, and it's working very well.
Good, Sean. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. Congratulations on the license. So, very good. Okay, Jeff checked in at the top of our member list, so I'm going to go to you, Jeff. Go ahead. I bet you're camping.
All right, well, I think George checked in before me, but that's all right. I'm going to take his place. I'm sure he won't mind. But we're up here at camp, and I got up here last night, actually, and I got to bed early, and got up this morning around, I don't know, 6:30 or so. Finally, you know, stretched and got around, you know, had a little bit of something to eat, and we got the wood splitters going here about, I don't know, 7:45 or so. Split wood till about 4:30, pretty much straight. I took a couple little breaks. A couple times I took the four-wheel out for a spin through the woods just to cool off. It was, it was quicker than going into the river. But otherwise, I pretty much split wood the entire day today. But I got all the firewood done and split, and the firewood for this hunting season anyway for camp. And it's ready to go, and I got my kids coming up tomorrow to stack it. So tomorrow they're stacking the firewood, and I'm breaking out the weed whacker, and I got to knock down all the fricker bushes. So, well, with lack of a better term to call it, tomorrow is stack 'em and whack 'em day. Anyway, so we got all that going on tomorrow, and then the boys got a wedding at 5 o'clock they got to get to. So hopefully we can get this all done here, wrapped up by 3 o'clock, so they can get out of here and go home, shower, and get to the wedding. And then I'm just here until Sunday, so I'm kind of happy we've gotten a lot done. And there's still some other projects to do before hunting season, but we have a big party coming up here next weekend. And father-son weekend, which is kind of a big deal up here. We do a lot of stuff, so had to get all this firewood out of the way. So I'm pretty happy that we were able to bust that out today. And it was hot. Let me tell you, it was hot. I was glad I got a good early start to it. And then right during the heat of the day, I did a couple other projects out in the woods where there was a canopy, a little bit of shade. So anyway, this is KD2AIT. We'll turn it back over to Net Control, and I hope everyone's having a good evening.
Okay, Jeff. Well, good with the firewood, and as far as stacking goes, that's what kids are for. Good. Father-son weekend sounds like a very, very good time. Great. Okay, next up is George. And how's the weather doing, and how are you feeling?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody on the net. We got a temperature of 75 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 65 to 82, but it felt more like 92 with the humidity. Even when it was 77 this morning, around getting close to noon, it was just too much humidity, and I had to stop. I had to stop making wooden shelves that I was making, so I just had to stop. It was just too much that my hands started shaking and I started sweating, and no, you gotta stop, that's it. So that's the story of what went on today. So we'll just say God bless and 73s and hope that things are improving a little on the right eye, and the good eye is improving a little more. I'm getting up to not quite normal vision on that eye, but not far from it. The other one, well, they're still about the same. So we'll say God bless, 73s, then 2 PFM clear.
Well, that's great news, George. Good. It's got to be all those vegetables and all of that. Good. Well, congratulations. Yeah, I know. I had to water the garden today, and I thought I was getting woozy out there just by standing there with the hose. So, all right. Next up on our list is WA2U.
Well, good evening to everyone. WA2, everyone at Frequency, and those out there listening, and everyone on EchoLink. Kind of interesting that this evening with the different EchoLink connections and some of the oddities going on. Anyway, so I guess it was the net Wednesday evening. Last night we had about eight of us around the fire ring. We didn't start the fire ring early, but we did have one. And a lot of fun. Had some good music, and some people that never showed up got a chance to show up and participate. One thing I noticed today with the EchoLink, I'm not sure how it works. We've never been on EchoLink, and I'm not sure. There's actually a few things. I've heard a couple call signs, and I've been away from the radio. And I don't know when people get on EchoLink if they see the frequency of the repeater or they see the call sign. What I'm getting at is a lot of new radios nowadays have two bands. And a lot of times either the two bands are on, we have one repeater on one band and another repeater on the other one, and the volumes are pretty, you know, much the same, or the radio if it's on scan. And one thing we used to do years ago, and I don't know if this would help, is we used to say, it's WA2 listening 655 or 6.655. And then if you're not in front of the radio, have an idea what frequency you're listening to. Myself, if people don't, if I don't hear someone say, I'm listening on 319-1-2888-1676, 1070 used to be the Watertown repeater, that kind of thing. I have no idea, especially with the new radios able to scan or any of that. So it probably would help anybody if you're monitoring. Unless you're sitting right in front of the radio, if the radio has an ID or whatever, you don't know what repeater you're monitoring, actually, or what repeater you're trying to answer the individual on. So I don't know, it's just a thought. And people on Echolink, I'm not sure if they see, like, KD2AIT, or do they see 146.655. So they, I heard a couple of one stations the other day, and I'm not sure if they're going by call sign or by the frequency. So anyone that's, as they said, not in front of the radio has no idea what they're listening to. That was a thought. Today we researched a UPS. And we spent a lot of time looking for it. I talked to some people that didn't even know what I was talking about. If I had ordered what they wanted me to order, I would have had a couple power supplies for the computer. But anyways, I located a place, and we're going to pick up a 1,500 watt one or something of that nature. And it should work out nicely, especially for the computer here, because with little power glitches we get often, it's not probably a really good thing for the computer system. So we'll be able to plug the computer in and we'll light and a couple other things. At least still, if the power's going to be off for a while, I can fire up the generator. So that will turn it back to Net. Maybe some other people will be joining. Maybe some people have comment about Echolink. I'm not sure. WAT back to Net.
KD2AIT with a comment.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Roger. On the Echolink, it just shows my call sign and the town and that there's a net. There's not a lot of information you can fit in there because they only give you so many spaces that you put in, but I think there is a welcome message that I have that's unlimited, so maybe I'll consider that and I'll put it in the frequency. KD2AIT, back to net control.
That's a good idea, Jeff. That's when we're going to, everybody knows what repeater the person is transmitting, and so good. Good idea. Very good. All right. Well, not least, but last, I should say. QQR, Chuck, very patiently, and how are you this evening?
KC2YSN, this is KC2QQR. Well, Cash, it's not doing too bad. Everybody else, everyone's having a great evening. Scanning. Every time I transmit, especially if I'm, not every single time I transmit, but I try to make it a point that if I'm monitoring or listening, I always say my call sign and then the frequency, because it, one thing I learned, many years ago was a lot of times scanners and radios, a lot of radios and scanners are not fast enough to pick up, like, say, if I say my call sign real quick, no one may even hear it because the radio or the receiver may not even get there quick enough or stop on it. So I always try to say a couple things extra, and that also gets people's attention, too. That was the other point. Sometimes if you throw a couple words in there, sometimes it gets people to wake up. So something I learned many years ago. Just passing that information on. I don't use Echolink, even though I probably should venture into it, but I've never had the interest in whatever you want to call it, so I don't know much about it myself, but in terms of on the radio and stuff, that's usually what I do, is I just do that, and sometimes I get somebody, especially when I'm bored or, have nothing else to do, so other than that, my day went good today, and it was a very beautiful day. Got a whole bunch accomplished. Had a whole bunch of errands. And I'll pause here for a sec. Had a whole bunch of errands that I had to get done this morning, and got them all done. Had lunch, and then went out shopping, and then stopped at the local hardware store to get some paint. Gonna be painting out two rooms, doing the ceilings, the walls, and everything like that. So that'll get done. But I have my work cut out for me. It's gonna keep me busy for a couple days. I don't know when I'll start on it. Probably thinking sometime in the middle of next week, but we'll see. See what happens. But anyways, hope everyone has a wonderful evening and good day tomorrow. This is KCQ, QQR, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Chuck. That's a really good idea about the Echo Link. Very, very good. Good, some good ideas this evening. But we'll take it easy in the heat with painting. I hate painting ceilings, just to pass it along. And I'd have to paint our camp. We got the stain for it, but it, even though it's cooler in the woods, I just don't want to, so humid, yuck. So we're going to wait a little while till it cools down. But, well, thanks, Chuck, for joining us. I forgot to mention, we have 72 degrees here. When I checked this afternoon, it was about 85, but it felt like 95, as George said. So, ugh. All right, anyway, this is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Is Kilo Delta 2. Try again, please.
Okay, that was Kilo Delta 2. Bravo, KD2.
You're barely making the repeater. Is this Matt? You're out of range, too bad, but you know what, I'm going to put you on the list anyway, is checking in, so that's good, but thanks for maybe another time you can join us when you're in a better location, so. All right, KC2YXN here, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time? Please call now.
KC1FZO, checking in from Echo Link in Massachusetts. I hope I'm able to be heard this time. It seems like every time I key up, I'm not getting through because other people are keying up in front of me. Sean in Massachusetts, SHAUN.
Sean, I copied you before, so that was good, but it's great to have you in on our net. I hope you join us again. Very, very good. Yeah, down from Massachusetts. Awesome. Any other check-ins that we have before I close the net? Any queries or comments? Sean, did you want to make a transmission?
Either a dash L or a dash R or just the call sign by itself if it's just a regular computer user. It's good to be able to have this net and have everything working properly, although I will say that the Echo Link node on this repeater times out after about 5 minutes of audio going constantly through it, so I had to keep reconnecting the repeater, otherwise I kept losing you guys. Anyway, KC1FZO, back to net.
for joining us this evening. Great to have somebody from a little farther away and joining our net, and I hope you check in with us and join us again. All right, one more call up for any comments, queries, or late check-ins.
WA2U with a query, maybe Jeff will be able to answer.
Go ahead, WA2U.
All of a sudden tonight I seem very confused about what's going on here. Jeff, I'm not sure if you're listening. It sounds like the chat at the KC1 station is going through another repeater to get... I don't think he's connecting directly to KD2AIT, but what do I know about the Echolink is not a whole lot. So I think that's what's getting things confusing here, at least for me. WATU, back to that.
KD2AIT. Because I'm up at camp, I can't see the screen from here. Sometimes people can sign in with, like for example, right now am I on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's Echolink station. It's called KD2AITR, and I can also use that account to sign in to other places and link the repeater up with other repeaters that are signed in on Echolink, which is what I think was what happened here. So I don't have a lot of control over that. People can sign in from anywhere as long as they're a registered ham. I mean, if I was at home, I could, you know, restrict that, but I don't want to, obviously. I like to have these guys in from Massachusetts. So I think what happened is somebody came in, linked the repeater, and we have people signing in from the other locations, and I don't know if there's any other questions to that.
Yeah, I think WAQ Direct here. It's funny because when you listen, the other chap was saying something times out in 5 minutes. So that's what Bill was saying from Warrendale, Pennsylvania. He was seeing the R, so that explains that. But the chap was saying, well, after 5 minutes, something timed out. But it's not KD2AIT that's timing out. It's the link system that's timing out. Okay, thanks, Jeff. Understood. WAT, back to that.
Roger, that's a setting in the software that after so much time, it'll time out. And I could change that, but it's kind of built in. I could get around to changing it. I can't do it from here up at camp. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It gives a greater understanding to Echolink. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I can picture all of that. So very, very interesting, Jeff. Thank you. Well, any more comments or check-ins, please call now before I close the Black River Valley service net. I will now close the Black River Valley service net. But before I do that, I usually have a chuckle for the evening. And I got something a little bit different this evening. I had a birthday this week, and I turned a big 6-0. That's right. And I got a birthday card with some wonderful quotes in it. They're funny. And I thought I would share them with you. Two quotes here by two very intelligent, talented, and also beautiful women. The first quote is by Ann Landers, and the second one is by Lucille Ball. So here we go. At age 20, we worry what others think of us. At age 40, we don't care what others think of us. At 60, we discover they haven't been thinking at all. And from Lucille Ball, the secret of staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, but I would like to thank Bill, Kevin, Sean, Jeff, George, John, Chuck, and Matt for joining us this evening. What a great roster. Well, everybody have a good weekend. I will be turning the frequency to regular amateur use. Try to stay cool. Hopefully it'll cool down and just take it slow. Whatever it is you're working on probably won't go away if you leave it for a bit to cool down. 73 and 88 to off. This is KC2YXN clear.
W1SGL Echo Link repeater. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. KA3TFB, Bill here in Western Pennsylvania. Are you still on the air? Over.
Here is KC1SZO. Yes, I'm still connected on the local repeater here. Very interesting net, I have to say. Anyway, I'm going to run and grab some ramen, make myself some dinner at the moment, because I haven't had any dinner yet. So I'll say 73 for now, and I'm still listening, so KC1FZO, listening.
KC1WSO is what I understood. Indeed, a good evening to you. And please come back again, and we'll chat some more. KA3TFB, 73. KD2FBM, Mr. Kevin James, are you there? KA3TFB, over.
KA3TFP, it's KD2FPM. Hey, Bill. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to run Brutus the Wonder Mutt outside here for a minute, and hopefully I'm going to catch Octen. I think I'm going to try to catch Octen tonight on my home repeater, the 146850, the W2SCU repeater down here in Oneonta. So how are things out your way, Bill?
Roger, roger. Hot in the mug, hot and muggy in the buggy. Anyhow, we just came back from a fire police detail here about an hour ago or so. I've been up there about two different times now in 3 days on accidents. Lots of accidents. Our friend there keyed up. He used another call sign and he keyed through another EchoLink repeater. And it identifies the EchoLink repeater on my Apple iPhone. So I'm not sure how that connected. I don't know how that connected. But he's experiencing what you and I experience, a timeout. And I was going to try to tell him, you know, what we do when the timeout happens. All he can do is, even when someone else is talking, he can hold down the transmit key while someone else is talking for a second or so and let it back up again, and you'll connect, reconnect. Hey, I don't want to hold you back from your love of your Brutus, but best of the evening to you, my friend. Yeah, talk to you later on. KA3TFB on your final.
Yes, yes, received. That's what I was going to share with him, too. But apparently he may be experiencing a timeout on his own node at this point, so it may be something external to him outside of us. So, but, yeah, that is a good trick that you even taught me, is to just kind of key it quick and unkey it fast so as not to cause any malicious interference. But that way we get the receive audio back, because otherwise we just sit here dead in the water, so... it's not fun. But, yeah, I got to run the Wonder Mutt outside because he's kind of looking at me funny. So I will say 7-3, and in fact, I'd like to tip my hat to Kathy and wish her a belated birthday. And thanks for hosting a great net there, Kathy, and my best to you and John. And hopefully we'll catch up with you guys at some point. All right, Bill, listen, you take care of yourself. This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing out of here on your final, and I will also be clearing the EchoLink system too. 7-3, KD2FPM out.
Roger, roger. KD2FPM, KA3TFB73. We're clearing from you. KD2AIT EchoLink repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Good night.
One, that's back again. Yeah, I actually, what I was doing is I was looking at Echolink on my phone, looking at all the different nodes, and I saw you guys, New York repeater there, so I punched up my radio. I got to hear the Baltimore repeater here in Marshall, Massachusetts. You guys down there in New York.
It's the repeater in use. Matthew in Utica, calling up the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up on the KC2MB repeater tonight. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in. With or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. This is Oxcom. This is Oxcom, looking for any stations.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, right. This is Acton. This is Acton. KC2NBU, you still on, Rick?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Just, repeater is still KC2NBU, correct?
Yes, correct.
Alright, I was reading something yesterday and someone had referenced it to KD2AIT. So I was curious and wondering. Alright, this is Zach then.
Yeah, that Echolink, the Echolink link is Jeff's KD2AIT.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. I think that's where I was reading it off of Echolink note somewhere that said Boomville, so I thought alright, yeah, that makes sense. All right, this is Zach. I'm looking for any further stations.
Says KD2AIT. Good evening. No traffic.
Speaking of the devil, KD2AIT. Thank you, Jeff. This is Zach. Final call.
No way, I said hello, KD2AIT. Sorry, not Ray, Jack, I'm sorry.
Alright, did you have a good night? This is KD2TXF returning to net control to W2MO Oneida. 73.
KC1FZO, listening. KC1FZO, listening.
KD2AIT, listening.
KB2IQ,
KQA, here is KC1FZO on Echolink. How are you doing?
I believe your call sign was KC1NZO. I think that's right, NZO. This is KD2, Kilo Delta 2, Alpha India Tango. Oh, we're doing all right. We're up here at my camp up here in North Lake, running off of battery power. Just had some dinner, having a cold one, and probably going to be heading off to bed here soon. What's going on with you?
My dad's condo in Cape Cod, so, yeah.
About only 5% of that made it through. I don't know if you're on Echolink or sounds to me like you're further away. If you can boost the power, that'd probably be a good thing.
Let's try this. I'm just boosting my radio up to its full power. It's a little Bofang radio that I'm hitting the repeater with. So hopefully now I'm working better. Just having some dinner at the moment. The other problem with this radio is the transmit button is being a little bit flaky, so it's like half the time if I don't press on it hard enough, it will unkey, and then I have to wait for the repeater to play catch-up. KC1FZO, Kilo Charlie 1, Foxtrot Zulu Oscar, listening.
KC1, Foxtrot Zulu Oscar. Okay, that was much better. So that last adjustment you made was perfect. Okay, well, I didn't catch what you said on the previous transmission, but we're up here hanging out at camp, and we pretty much split all our firewood for the hunting season, so we're happy here. Tomorrow we got to go out and mow down the pricker bushes, but that's a whole nother task. So we're just kind of chilling out here, getting ready to head off to bed. I heard you calling out there. Figured I'd shout back.
Firewood stuff. I don't have to worry about that over here, since I'm living kind of, you know, on Cape Cod anyway, which is not really as rural as one would think. At least there's bus service around here for me since I'm blind, so, you know, I can take the bus and go places and do things. Half the time I just choose not to, though. But I'm working on getting better at actually wanting to go places and having a desire to go and say hi to people and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm just going to say 73 for now, because I'm trying not to wear out the battery on this radio. I just got it off the charger in like 20 minutes ago. So I'll just say 73 for now, and I'll be listening. So good luck with your firewood stuff, and I'll talk to you later on. KC1FZO, clear.
All right, well, ever since you adjusted the power, you came in pretty much 99% anyway. So good to hear you, and good luck on the future transmissions, and that local repeater of yours, I think it's connected here through Echolink, our repeater, which also has an Echolink node. So we're way out here in the in upstate New York, so it's a good haul. So anyway, all right, well, have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear.